The Chemical Reporter.
Welcome back. This is Jeff again, your Chemical Reporter. In today's episode, I've taken on a refreshing and likewise sparkling question from Stefan in Bottrop, Germany. He would like to know, how is mineral water carbonated? Many people like that tingling feeling in their tongues. Carbonated mineral water just seems to have that certain lively something. A bottle of soda water contains approximately 6 grams of carbon dioxide, or carbonic acid gas. But how does it actually get in there? It all starts with the marriage between two chemical elements. Carbon dioxide, CO2, and water, H2O. The colorless and virtually odorless gas known as carbon dioxide, or carbonic acid gas, is added to the mineral water. There it becomes united with the water molecules, which become carbonated. Among experts or in professional circles, this process is called carbonation. To ensure that both elements are combined, the entire process must take place under a large amount of pressure. You can recognize this immediately when opening a bottle of mineral water. No sooner is the pressure released and the carbon dioxide tries to escape, making a fizzling sound. However, it takes a while until the CO2 has again freed itself from the water, and that's a good thing. After all, we want to enjoy the mineral water with the small bead-like bubbles fizzing a while in our glass. The inventors of soda water were not in search of sparkling refreshment. They used carbonation as a preservative to make water last longer. Carbon dioxide inhibits the growth of bacteria, thus keeping the water fresh through natural means. You can, of course, also enjoy water without carbonation. So-called still water, or non-carbonated water, is becoming more and more popular. On the other hand, a variety of other drinks would taste rather boring without carbonation. Could you imagine non-carbonated soda or beer? Life is simply livelier with carbonation, for it not only makes drinks sparkle, it also revitalizes our mind, body, and spirit in that it refreshes, activates our circulation, sparks our nervous system, and promotes digestion. Aside from that, it cleans the taste buds, or nerve endings, on our tongue. So, whoever drinks carbonated water has, so to speak, better taste. All right now, from all this talk, I've gotten thirsty, so I'm going to have a refreshing glass of mineral water. Cheers! Until next time, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.